لله. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على خاتم الأنبياء أشرف المرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، as we are benefiting from the month of Ramadan and we're benefiting from the Quran, and inshallah all of you are reading the Quran yourself at home and you're listening to the Quran from the Imam and paying attention to it, sometimes you run into an ayah that you don't think about, but it has a very deep meaning. And one of those ayat that in my own just reading, that I was just my personal reading, I ran into, and I just wanted to share a little bit about it. And this is in Surah An-Nisa, and now you know how far I am. فَقَالَ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا آمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here says, O you who believe, believe. I mean, we all read this ayah, but when did you think about this? Who is being addressed here? Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu. Aminu. So some of the people with the less aql, today they call him mulhid, we just call him ghair aqil, those people who don't have a lot of intelligence, they objected to this ayah. He said, what does it mean that when you're addressing people that already believe and you're telling them believe? Right? But that's because of their lack of understanding. I looked up the ayah just because when we discuss an ayah from the Quran, we shouldn't give our own tafsir of it. We shouldn't think, oh, to me, oh, like everybody here, when I mentioned the ayah, everybody had their answers ready. Like, oh, it means, take it easy. Right? So Ibn Kathir, he says something beautiful about this ayah. He says, there's no objection to this. Even as believers, every day in Surah Al-Fatiha, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. Well, we're believers, inshallah, we're already on Sirat al-Mustaqim, but we ask Allah to put us on a straight path. Nothing wrong with asking for more guidance. Here, Allah is telling the people of Iman to increase their Iman. But I looked a little bit further, and I have a few different books that look at Athar. And this is the book, Al-Mawsu' Al-Tafasir Al-Ma'thur. It brings together all of the evidences about from the hadith of Rasulullah sallam and Sahaba and Tabi'un and so on about each ayah. Here regarding this ayah, there is a riwayah from Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, but I looked at it and there is weakness in it, so I'm going to leave that out. But Mujahid and Dahhak and these major Tabi'un from the Sahaba, they mentioned that this was about some of the munafiqun and some of the people of the Kitab who came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they told the Prophet ﷺ, we believe. Yani we believe in Allah. And we'll believe in you. But we will not believe in this and we will not believe in that. So they took Islam and they decided to leave out certain parts of it. So here Rasulullah ﷺ obviously told them that no, you have to believe in all of it. And they were debating with the Prophet ﷺ when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed these ayat. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu, those of you who have brought iman in Allah, meaning many of us may say, okay, we believe in Allah. Okay, but is that enough that you believe in Allah? Like some Christian or Jew or atheist can come and say, you know what, I do believe in Allah, I do believe in a God, I do believe in one creator. And many of us, due to the weakness of iman, we're like, okay, don't judge him, don't judge him, he's good. But no, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, aminu billahi wa rasulihi. Tayyib, how do we bring iman in what Allah has ordered to us today? The Quran. But what about wa rasulihi? Right? This shows the obligation of the sunnah as well. Many people today say we believe in the Quran, but we don't believe in the sunnah. You don't believe in the Quran. When you reject the hadith, when you reject the sunnah, you don't believe in the Quran. Atiullah wa rasulihi. طيب. Then it continues. والكتاب الذي أنزل على رسوله. الكتاب here, the Quran that was revealed to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. والكتاب الذي أنزل من قبل. And what Allah has revealed earlier. We believe in all of that. ومن يكفر بالله والملائكته وكتبه ورسوله واليوم الآخر فقد دل دلالا بعيدا. And whoever makes kufr in Allah, he doesn't believe in Allah or his malaika. SubhanAllah, today we have people who call themselves Muslim and they curse Jibreel alayhi salam. or in his kitab, or any of the kutub that Allah SWT revealed in their original forms, or his rasul, or his all of his anbiya, his messengers, or the day of judgment, and all that is related with it. Whoever makes kufr in any of that, he has become misguidance mutlaqan. Yani here we have maf'ul mutlaq, yani to an extreme degree, ba'id and far away from the truth. So what does that tell you? Even if you say, I believe in Allah, it's not enough. You have to believe in the anbiya. You have to believe in the rasul, alayhi salatu wasalam. You have to believe in the Qur'an and everything that is in the Qur'an. You have to believe in the sharia. You have to believe in the hudud. You have to believe in the alamat of the sa'a. You have to believe in Ya'juj and Ma'juj and the return of Isa ibn Maryam and Mahdi and everything that is either in the Qur'an. Aw sahha ala al-lisan. Ala Mustafa alayhi salatu salam. We believe in all of that. That is iman. Islam is not a buffet where you choose what you like and you leave what you like. If it is established from the Quran or from the sahih authentic ahadith, then for the Muslim is aslama. We submit ourselves to it. Wa jazakumullahu khairan.